Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Let me tell you a little bit about Coffee and Capitalism Radio. We bring you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back. Learning the fine art of balancing work and family life, all while prioritizing your time. Understanding the responsible roots of capitalism, where you make money from your community and then you give it back to the community, and that ecosystem continues and continues. That way, everybody benefits and not just a select amount of people. That's what we discuss right here on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, a way for you to be a better person, a better capitalist, and a better community-minded individual. Okay, let's see what we have on today's menu for Coffee and Capitalism Radio. Let's pull it up here. I got my coffee right in front of me. Let's start off with a great little American dream story. Make America great again, if you will. We talk with Stephen Tidwell of Tidwell Industries. What a fantastic story about a father-son farmer team that figured out a way to take some hydrocarbon trapping mechanism on the farm and convert it into the oil and gas industry. And now they're revolutionizing oil spill cleanups and remediation. We got a great story a little bit later on in the program with Stephen Tidwell of Tidwell Industries talking about his revolutionary hydrocarbon environmentally sound product. All right, we'll get to that a little bit later. And then Dr. Lauren C. Scott, Lauren Scott and Associates. Of course, he was an economics professor at Louisiana State University. He has been a counsel for many countries and companies and corporations when it comes to economic development, oil and gas, energy, et cetera, et cetera. He's a heavyweight is what I'm getting at. He's going to talk a little bit later on in the program about how we should keep an eye on oil prices right now. And then he also pontificates about what life would be like without oil and gas. Say some of the protesters won and we got rid of fossil fuels. Well, he'd like to talk a little bit about that, how that would impact transportation, food supply, and just general day-to-day life. I like to call that bubblegum for the mind a little bit later on in the program. Thomas Brewer of the TB Group joins us. And this is a neat little deal we have going here. Thomas Brewer is kind of crisis management, emergency services, to where if you have an accident or you have some sort of crisis going on, he goes to you and then helps you out. Just kind of is a liaison, is somebody there to really bring up morale, answer questions, be a very integral part of the transitional process. It is a neat niche, really, in the world of the marketplace. So Thomas Brewer with the TB Group coming up a little bit later on in the program. And plus, folks, much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. Okay, my name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
I saw a big fat hen out across the road, pecking gravel in the noonday sun.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Junior Urias, owner of Up and Smoke Barbecue and Texas Barbecue Pitmaster Champion.
Let's talk a little bit about barbecue itself. You know, what style do you do? I mean, you know, a lot of people, they say their style is the best. And I always say, well, what style works for you?
Well, you know, when you talk about styles, there's always the Texas style, there's the Memphis style, there's the Kansas City style. You know, even California's got its own style. But, you know, over the years, like I was saying, you know, I've been to cook-offs and two or three different organizations all over the United States and picked up each, you know, trait of each organization. And I kind of incorporated it all into one, and using my unique style, I use it. I really don't have a Texas style, really, so to speak. So, you know, I think that makes it more universal for me and kind of unique for me to be able to use all the different styles and put it together.
Do you have a standard type of wood? Do you use a charcoal?
Well, it all depends what we're cooking, Jason, but the majority of the time we use a pecan and mesquite. When I do my briskets, when we do steaks, we use some lump charcoal and also mesquite. You know, when I do pork, I sometimes like using fruit wood with charcoal. I'll use fruit wood, you know, being peach and sometimes cherry. I think it imparts a good flavor in the pork. You know, when we do ribs also, I'll use, you know, some pecan and some peach. Or you know, any fruit wood will work good with pork. So that's kind of the way we do it and the style that I use.
How about when it comes to time and temperature? Are you low and slow, or do you like to put a little heat and rush to it?
Well, once again, you know, I impart both techniques into the way I cook things. Of course, you know, the brisket, I like doing low and slow. Rib, I use two methods. I do the low and slow, and then I go to hot fast to finish it off. You know, even on steaks, I like to do them hot and fast, and I slow down the temperature, and I finish them off to a good internal medium well, you know. It just really depends on the meat that I'm cooking and the style that I'm doing it for, you know, grilling versus smoking. There's a lot of ways of doing it, but for the most part, that's the way I keep it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Junior Urias, owner of Up and Smoke Barbecue, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
A hatchet and a budget block, but she was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to you. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street, cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Stephen Tidwell with Tidwell Industries.
Yeah, so 15 years ago, me and my father, who were just two farm boys trying to work hard to make a living, we come across a guy that developed a product to stick a insulation to a wood-burning furnace and to hold in the heat, so that the heat wouldn't distribute out into the warehouse. The guy had found out that later on it worked on hydrocarbons, so my father, being 20 years with Schlumberger, had just retired, and so he knew quite a bit about it, so we picked it up. And I was right there with him. We pushed it hard, and, you know, 15 years later, here we are. Here recently, I've started my own distributorship for everything south of I-10 down south, with the ability to sell, of course, all over the state. But, yeah, we built it off of just hard work and reputation. We had first initially started this company off as to be successful on a local level. My father was very successful on that. And as being the son, I had, you know, bigger aspirations, more time to work with. So we looked at doing, you know, bigger and better things with the product. So here we are 15 years later. We've worked for some of the top people in the industry, midstream, upstream, and downstream. And we have a great record with those companies. And I have no doubt that anybody that we do business with would give a personal reference to that quality of work that we do and providing the best products. So that's the company, how I got started, and now Tidwell Industries.
Your father, 20 years experience, Schlumberger, spun off, created his own company. You would be second or third generation? I say third because, I guess, did your grandfather work in the industry too, or was your father the first one in the oil and gas industry, making you a second generation oilman?
Definitely a second generation, but grandfather was a farmer, somewhat of a business owner at the start, and later became a farmer, provided for the whole family. Great man.
Well, we're going to tie that in a little bit later then, because when we talk about remediation and a few of the other things, I imagine the respect for the land and the roots of farming will definitely be shown in your core. If your grandfather was a farmer and your father was an oil man, it sounds to me like you got a good respect for industry and land in terms of just, you know, with your general upbringing. So, Let's get into the interview here a little bit, if you wouldn't mind. The reason we wanted to bring Mr. Stephen Tidwell on was several reasons, but one of the main reasons is, of course, many oil companies out there are always looking at saving money, especially when the oil prices drop down, that sort of thing. And one of the pencil-to-paper examples that many of us heard how oil companies were saving money was frac sand, whether it be in Illinois or Wisconsin or Arizona, whether they found whatever it was, the frac sand people had to figure out a way to make it a little bit cheaper, and that's well documented. If you go to any industry publication, you can see that's a very popular example. So I wanted to bring everybody another example of how industry and energy companies are finding significant savings, how they're finding ways to become smart, clever capitalists. And we got one with us today. And, you know, it sounds to me like his dad understood the industry and now he's rolling this in. So let's talk a little bit about how you're saving some money for these oil and gas companies, because that's what they want to know first and foremost. So let's start with that out of the gate, and then we'll backdoor into how you do it next, okay?
That sounds good. Yeah, so the biggest problem with oil remediation or any kind of hydrocarbon remediation in the industry, as most people would know, if you've been in the industry, the number one concern is the cost. Not only the cost to actually remove it, but there's also a big problem with overpricing with certain materials and things like that on the job. So most people know the cost that go into actually doing a remediation. So the main problems in that are probably going to be mostly with labor and equipment use. So the traditional method of actually remediating a job site would be to dig and haul. It's called the dig and haul method. So that would be the process, which I'll try to paint a picture. So you have a remediation company that will come to a contaminated site. They'll bring generally 15 to 20 guys, maybe a little bit less, and they're going to bring in a bunch of heavy equipment. There in itself, it lies a bunch of problems with moving heavy equipment around gas lines and things like that. But as you can see, that would cost quite a bit of money. So you're using all these men for these long labor hours, this heavy equipment, all the materials that they're going to be overcharging you for and making money off of, plus the packaging of this contaminated material. And next thing would be the transportation of that material, which the moment that you remove a contaminant from a site, you now have a paper trail that you have to keep up with that contaminated material for state regulations. There's extra work that's involved. It's a big situation, not to mention the moment that the hazardous material is transported to a hazardous dump site. So there you have a really large cost per barrel, per type of material. Each place is kind of different, but they eat up a lot of cost there. So that's been one of the major problems in the industry as far as cost and remediation is concerned, and it's a really big problem. And I think we spearhead that with the product that we have.
Just in the last couple of weeks, I've been interviewing North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Randy Chrisman, as well as the governor and Doug Burgum, Lynn Helms. He's the kind of the top regulator, North Dakota Industrial Commission, because we're doing quite a bit on the Bakken. They got some things going on up there. And one of the interesting stories that came out of there was the use of drones and how a couple years ago they were using crop dusters and all the man hours that went into it and the human element behind it, and how now they're starting to use more UAS and they're getting more precision. And where I'm going with this, when you were describing how you're saving these guys money, these energy companies, that's what I was picturing. I was picturing the integration and the advent of a new technology, whether it be proprietary, whether it be environmental, whatever it is, it's the advent of a new technology. And this is the type of thing that the oil and gas CEOs have been telling me for the last 5 years. Technology is completely changing this industry. And that's what I'm hearing when I hear you talk, is you're integrating a new technology that's coming in that's actually showing that there are results being made. So am I hearing you right, that you're bringing this new technology in? And for all I know, it might be an old technology, but new to the industry. But you're actually seeing that companies are saving money?
Yes, that's right. It is a new product, although we've been in business 15 years. Like I said, we originally started off to be on a local level. So we stayed under the radar. We learned how to grow a business. We learned how to become businessmen. We kind of took some time off the clock for two farmers to learn how to run the business, learn how to use a product of this magnitude. But yes, we are spearheading the industry right now. And that's not just talk. That's not just reputation. That's actual experience. We've been working for some of the top companies, and they still use us 15 years later because of the fact that we saved them money on their costs. There's a whole lot of other benefits that come along with it, such as, taking away the appearance of a spill so that there's nothing there to see. It doesn't cause a whole lot of attraction. So, we're kind of a comfortability measure to the customer. But, yeah, definitely leading the market, and in my opinion, by far, in the last 15 years that I've been here and seeing other products, there's some great products out there. I'm happy that I have a product that literally blows them out the water as far as the technology is concerned for this time.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Tidwell of Tidwell Industries, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Driving home, corner of your home. Night.
music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright in the candlelight.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing, and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Mark your calendars for June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th. The Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Coffee Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, we talk with Dr. Lauren C. Scott of Lauren Scott & Associates.
I think what people need to do is to kind of keep a wary eye on what happens to the shale plays in other countries. I guarantee you OPEC's doing that right now. They're watching that. They started out thinking the United States was their only fly in the ointment, the only burr under their saddle, if you like. But there is the very real, at least geological possibility, that problems will start to arise in China and in South America and a couple other places, you know, in the world.
Dr. Lauren Scott on the line with us here. Just kind of wrapping up your final question. Over the holidays, very interesting, went to the Bakken, went to the Niobrara, and some of the reactions either at the hotels or from people when it came to the energy industry kind of took me back a little bit, because these were primarily pretty energy, you know, thick places, and they were almost like tiptoeing a little bit, because the bottom line is it became a little too politicized, the energy industry, and all of a sudden people are mingling in right to life and gun control issue topics and that sort of thing, and you're just trying to have a conversation about how work's going, and all of a sudden you're caught up in a political talk here. Are you finding this at all, that the energy industry seems to be getting a little too politicized for really turning a light bulb on?
Not so much. I mean, I think the oil and gas industry, if you're really heavily invested in the green movement, you need to understand they hate oil. Matter of fact, they hate fossil fuels, and their objective, one of the reasons they object, for example, in Louisiana, we have a pipeline that we're trying to get built, 167-mile pipeline, and the people who hate fossil fuels, they are making the argument that adding 167 more miles of pipeline to a state that has enough miles of pipeline to circle the globe four times, that adding another 167 is apparently going to tip us over and cause, you know, environmental catastrophe. They're making that case. They're trying to make people believe that. And the reason isn't because they really believe that pipeline's bad. The reason is they want to keep the oil and the natural gas in the ground. And apparently these people are not real good with math. Because if they're really good with math, they can figure out if you keep oil and gas, natural gas in the ground, you think you're cold right now, you've got no idea how cold you're going to be without fossil fuel around.
Yeah, that's what we always like to say. Let's just turn the light off. You know, like in North Dakota, at the end of the day, in North Dakota,
I think like 70-80% is powered by coal. And you know, coal's been under attack for a decade, and I always laugh saying, if you like turning your lights on, then stop harassing coal.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, sometimes I want to say, well, tell you what, let's do this for a month. Let's just take a month and don't use any oil, don't use any natural gas, and watch what happens. Well, that movement will go away and nothing flat. When people see how difficult it is to move around, how difficult it is to move food around, how difficult it is to stay warm or stay cool, depending on where you are, it's amazing. And there's no way in hell that wind and solar are going to fix that problem. They're just way too tiny, way too unpredictable. Sun doesn't shine all the time, wind doesn't blow all the time. And people say, well, we can use batteries. Well, what? You think electricity comes out of a socket in the wall? Electricity doesn't come out of a socket in the wall. It has to be generated by coal, natural gas, fuel oil, typically by fossil fuels. So it's a hairy mess, but that's what life is like out there right now.
Yeah, I guess so. I tell you, what I've seen is honestly a very proactive industry, an industry that wants to constantly be ahead of the curve. And, you know, really, when you look back, you know, the EPA was created by Richard Nixon. And even Ron Paul, who's probably one of the most libertarian Republicans there is, he's even said, you know, there is a need for the EPA in terms of general stop dumping toxic waste into rivers, that sort of thing, you know, but not all the way to where, no, you cannot, you know, pump a natural gas molecule out of the ground. And that's where I think the extremism has gotten to the point to where we've gotten so past common sense to where I laugh at our DAPL protesters in North Dakota. You know, we're still cleaning up that fossil fuel garbage they left behind.
Right. And no question about that. Matter of fact, I think what you're already seeing the U.S. economy starting to grow, pick up its growth pace significantly since Trump came in. And one of the reasons is Trump took his pen and undid what President Obama did with his pen. You look at the number of pages in the Federal Registry. Look what happened to the number of pages in the Federal Registry during the 8 years of the Obama administration. It was big increase, especially in his last year. Unbelievable number of regulations. Well, what is happening now is that the President Trump is going back and with the same pen. He's erasing those things. And, you know, he took Principles of Economics, we teach that regulations, adding regulations, shifts the cost curves of firms upward and causes them to produce less and hire fewer people. And when you lower cost curves and you increase output and increase employment. And that's what we're starting to see already. You're starting to see 3% growth in real gross domestic product being common, okay, instead of something that never happened, certainly on an annual basis, never happened during the Obama years because of this. And I think one of the primary reasons is a tremendous amount of regulations that came out during his tenure.
Dr. Lauren C. Scott, quick plug for: are you still speaking? Are you being a professor? What are you doing these days? Are you retired nowadays? What are you doing?
Well, I retired from LSU back in '98. I taught at LSU for 30 years, but I have a speaking firm. I've had the wonderful opportunity to speak up in North Dakota about three times since 2007, and then I give about 50, 60 speeches a year. Around the country, and then I have an economic consulting firm that we do. Out of that, we do the public speaking, but also do the. We do a lot of impact studies. We're doing right now an economic impact study of the energy industry on the state of Louisiana, and talking about refineries and pipelines and oil and gas extraction. And then we're about to start up one. There's ExxonMobil has four big facilities here: a refinery, I think the third largest refinery in the United States, and then they got three of the chemical plants and plus a lube plant. And we do an economic impact study of that on the local community to help people see just how important it is to have these firms in our area because of all the extra the jobs they create through the multiplier effect as well.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time today.
Okay, bud. Jason, it's good to talk to you again.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren C. Scott or listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
A wide open prairie out by my grandma's house. And some days I can almost feel the wind blow and taste that cool, dry, dusty autumn air in my mouth. Where the nighttime lights are from light on the horizon.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Every time I roll, back around,
if you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
When I feel lost and separated, and every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to emotion and freedom that my selfish solitude provides. And I'd hate to think that I'd become a stranger to the place where I was born, where my heart still resides.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
June 15th, save the date. That's June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's June 15th. Be sure to save the date today, and we'll see you June 15th at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Oh, darling, I'm getting a new tattoo.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, our social media segment here at the Crude Life Media Network. We talk with Thomas Brewer of TB Group. He is part of our social media network. Of course, you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter, as well as LinkedIn, many other social media networks. Go to thecrudelife.com, click on our social media page, and navigate from there. We have all kinds of social media pages within our Crude Life Media Network, and Thomas Brewer of the TB Group is part of it. Very excited and honored to have emergency services being covered here on the Crude Life Media Network. And I hope you don't mind. That's what I kind of lumped you in as, emergency services. Is that what you guys would be classified in the oil and gas industry? Or I guess, what kind of niche industry, I guess, would you guys technically be, you know, if I'm looking in a phone book in 1980, apparently, if I'm going online and doing a Google search, I guess, what are you guys classified under?
It probably would be. It could be emergency services in some sense of the wording, or it could just be a crisis consultant. But it's when we go on site and we deal with a situation that can range from a workplace injury to a death of an employee, whether it's on site or even off site after hours, or, you know, any critical incident in which an employee or a company is having to deal with and walking that difficult road ahead.
Okay, well, normally the way I usually like to do interviews is I like to give people a little bit of an elevator pitch, if you will. Not War and Peace, but also a little bit longer than an elevator pitch, as a thank you for coming on the program. Of course, here on this program, we like to get to the facts. We like to make sure we give out good information, and so we bring on experts that can speak on what they know to speak on. We don't like to get into speculative different areas. That's not good for the oil and gas industry, because it is a very, what's the word I'm looking for? You need to have a good team in oil and gas in order to keep things moving very systematically and very smoothly, much like, you know, manufacturing and a lot of different things. You know, you really have to be safe, and you really have to have concentration. Let me just ask you, what is the best way to broach a subject like this, which, you know, I'm having a hard time as an interviewer to say, you know, this is kind of a rough industry, guys.
Absolutely. You know, my background is, since 2003, I have served the first responder community as a law enforcement chaplain. And, you know, we have had death, line of duty deaths, we've had injuries, and we have found over the years that if the officers, and then on the corporate level, and then on the oil and gas level, if they don't deal with the critical incident that they went through, that their head's not in the ballgame. That their focus is somewhere else. They're dealing with the grief or the traumatic situation that they went through. They're dealing with the loss. And because of that, they're not giving a 100% focus to the task at hand. And when you do that, when you're not focused at the task before you, you can get hurt. Or you can cause somebody else to get hurt. Or, unfortunately, there could be a death because of the severity of the environment that you're working in. And if you don't allow these employees and these companies and these teams the opportunity to process it and have the time to visit with somebody about what they've experienced, that they might not have their head in the game the way they should. So we're trying to be proactive in getting the word out about, hey, care for your employees, care for your company, and set the standards so high that you're taking care of them as a person instead of just as an employee and maybe an employment number.
To listen to the full-length interview with Thomas Brewer of the TB Group, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
When you get to me, I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land that's soft and warm. Yeah.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you're running on a thin line through a frozen void. No feeling in your fingers, no other choice. You are the queen of the midnight run. 11 years dark to test the sun. The AM radio and the dashboard lights. You have a road in the middle of the night. You have a road in the middle of the night.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, who not jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Your stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of the best things I can share is I've had an opportunity to sit down with a community leader and Eric, and we were talking, and this community leader said, United Way, what's your connection there? Eric said, as a child, my family would have been a family that would have benefited from United Way programming. And you don't necessarily get to see that down the road because you see someone who's been very successful in business and you see somebody who has helped a lot of other people along the way. But sometimes we don't stop to ask, what's the why? What's your why behind that?
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.